Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts with Farm Bureau. Not only did Kentucky corn growers learn about the agronomy side of agriculture in Argentina, they also discussed the business side. Trigg County farmer Alana Baker Dunn says Argentine farmers say one of their biggest concerns is the government.
They have a 30% export tax, so all of their crop, they don't have very many cattle anymore. A lot of people, when I said going to Argentina, they said, oh, well, you're going to see some good cows. And we really didn't see that many cattle operations while we were there. They've mostly gotten rid of the cows and gone to row crops. So they have this 30% export tax. All their grain is going out of country. And so right off the top of their profit is 30% gone to the government.
Dunn says another major concern is the ability to lend money.
The Argentine peso is constantly in flux, and so they don't take out a lot of loans. They don't do a lot of banking even, because even when they do, if they take out a loan to buy land or buy equipment, they do it in U.S. dollars because it's more stable. So I thought that was really interesting. They don't do operating loans.
She adds no matter the size of the operation, all the farmers they talk with knew their business very well.
They know their profit margin down to the penny. I mean, they are excellent managers, and it's because of that contract relationship. They've got to know if they put this much into it that they need to get this much out of it in order to pay to get it sprayed and harvested and done.
We'll continue our visit in a moment.
How's it being tasted tonight, folks?
Oh, that is excellent.
Where was it raised?
As a chef, it's important to know where your food comes from. That's why we buy local and Kentucky-raised food.
My boys are the 10th generation to farm in Kentucky.
We take a lot of pride knowing that what I set on the table is a good product.
And we're proud of the products that we produce. You're getting an excellent quality product.
We believe in what we produce. We feed it to our own family, and we're happy to share it with your family. Kentucky Farm Families.
Feeding Kentucky. Feeding the world.
Sponsored by the Kentucky Agricultural Development Fund.
Alana Baker Dunn says there's quite a bit of interest in American politics and President Donald Trump among the Argentine farmers they met.
They feel like everything that he does, he's doing for the American people. But that shows you the difference in their government. You know, they elected a guy that was from outside of politics, too. And now they feel like he is not upholding his promises and not doing what he said he was going to do. So love or hate Trump, at least when he says he's going to do something, he generally tries to do what he says he's going to do.
She says the farmers also had questions about her role on the farm.
I was the only female on the trip. I had several people. Now, do you drive a tractor? Yes. Do you drive a combine? Yes. And they have a more patriarchal system. The women are very involved, very vocal, but they don't do the work.
And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Alan Watts on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.